With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump campaign and its supporters are complaining about the TV network hosting this week's debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Even though Donald Trump repeatedly called for a debate with Joe Biden and his team agreed to the terms of Thursday's debate hosted by CNN, the former president and his supporters are crying foul. They're unhappy with the selection of Jake Tapper to be one of the moderators, and they're complaining that a Trump spokesperson's CNN interview was cut short. Trump advisors say they expect an unfair debate, even as the network defends the journalistic experience of its two moderators. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American consumers lost some confidence in June as expectations over the near-term future fell again. The Conference Board, a business research group, says its Consumer Confidence Index fell in June to 100.4 from 101.3 in May. The index's decline was in line with what analysts were expecting. Also on SRNnews.com, there's been a breakthrough in the case of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He's been released from an English prison after reaching a plea deal with the U.S. government over his online publication of classified documents.
According to the WikiLeaks website, he has already left prison in the U.K., and he is expected to appear at a U.S. district court in the Northern Mariana Islands. It is a U.S. territory in the South Pacific. But just looking at the Department of Justice's letter, the implication is that he is unwilling to return voluntarily to the continental U.S., and that is because the activist harbors this really deep distrust of the U.S. government.
The BBC's Nabia Iqbal says Assange will plead guilty and then be allowed to return home to Australia. This is SRN News. It's been a bumpy road for a pro-female bus tour.
The Independent Women's Forum is driving around the country campaigning to keep men out of women's sports. But transgender activists don't like that message, and rather than protest, they have taken to vandalizing the bus. Obscene graffiti has been scrawled on the vehicle. At one stop, eggs were also thrown. The IWF is fighting the Biden administration's efforts to reinterpret Title IX so as to allow men to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The alleged rape of a 12-year-old Jewish girl in a suspected anti-Semitic attack has sent shockwaves throughout France. It's also thrust the rash of anti-Semitism in the country to the forefront of campaigning for next month's legislative elections. Anti-Semitism is far from a new issue where debates still flare up over the Vichy government's complicity with Adolf Hitler during the Second World War. This is SRN News. Kenyan police have fired tear gas in the capital, Nairobi, where several protests against a finance bill are taking place.
This is a finance bill that was set to impose quite a lot of new taxes on Kenyans. It's because the government has a massive deficit, and it's because it's already borrowed a lot of money. It has a huge debt loan. So it doesn't want to borrow more to do that, and so it's trying to raise money from its own people, encouraged by the IMF, I should say.
BBC correspondent Barbara Platt-Usher. The first UN-backed contingent of foreign police officers has arrived in Haiti nearly 2 years after the troubled Caribbean country urgently requested help to quell a surge of gang violence. A couple of hundred officers from Kenya landed in the capital of Port-au-Prince. They will be facing violent gangs that control some 80% of Haiti's capital. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.